The final day of the 2011 commercial halibut fishery was on Friday, and the season ended with Kodiak overtaking Homer as the top port for halibut landings in the state. It's the first time that's happened since the individual fishery quota, or IFQ, management system was put in place in the mid-1990s. As KBBI's Marsha Lynn reports, several factors have influenced the turnaround.
Someone who's tracked Alaska's commercial fishery since 1988 first broke the story on her statewide program, Fish Radio.
It jumped out at me the week before the fishery closed. I was checking the stats, and I went, holy cow, Kodiak has gotten a couple hundred more landings than Homer and is beating them in poundage for the first time in memory.
Over the years, Kodiak-based fisheries journalist Lainey Welch has religiously checked the National Marine Fisheries Service website for daily updates on halibut landings. She says since the IFQ system was implemented in 1995, Homer's been on top.
Since that time, perhaps in 1996, Homer has always led for halibut landings. Because I can remember there was a lot of grumbling going on in Kodiak about so many boats going to Homer from Kodiak because Homer always was able to pay a higher price because they're on the road system.
Longtime Homer-based halibut fisherman Christy Fry was also taken aback by the recent turn of events.
Toppled. We were toppled.
She says quota shifts between waters in the Central Gulf and around the south end of Kodiak Island could be one reason. Which brings up the question of how halibut dock prices have changed over the years. Kevin Hogan is president of the Auction Block, a Homer business he started in 1997.
I think when we started, we were around $1.20 a pound, and it hung around there for a number of years. It got down to 90 cents a pound, and now it's pushing $7.
Homer's high dock prices have traditionally lured in halibut fishermen, but this year the price differential between Kodiak and Homer began to shrink. Higher fuel costs can also be factored in, says Fry, plus a trend of nastier weather.
Yeah, it does seem like our storms have gotten more intense and maybe a little more frequent. And people with smaller boats probably just don't want to chance it. You know, it just might not be worth the risk of running through Kennedy Entrance and through the Barrens and big seas.
While Hogan cites advances in technology.
With the sat phones and everything, the boats have the ability to stay in touch with the market in a lot better than they used to. They used to just roll into port and start making phone calls. Now they make calls from the fishing grounds, and they know who's paying the most and where to get it.
He says while it's more expensive to fly out fresh product from an off-road port like Kodiak, current high prices have forced a market shift to increased frozen product, making shipping more cost-effective.
It's actually cheaper to ship frozen fish out of Kodiak than it is to Homer because of the cargo lines that go in there.
But one thing remains certain, according to fisheries journalist Lainey Welch, lots of people have a taste for the big flatfish.
The buyers I talk with all over the state are scratching their heads because the prices for halibut are in the nosebleed area, and yet the product is still in such demand. You know, the catch limits are down, there's less fish available across the board, and yet the buyers are demanding this fish.
She says sometimes pennies a pound can make a difference as to where fishermen deliver their catches, adding that high demand is centered primarily in U.S. markets. In Homer, I'm Marsha Lynn.